Yeah, I mean, my mom, she grew up in this little city in the middle of Cuba that was called Florida, which is like Florida. And so she grew up there. And then my dad grew up in Havana, which is the capital of Cuba. And obviously, their parents did not agree with the government. And so there came an opportunity where I believe Castro was allowing people to leave, or something like they won some sort of like lottery to be able to exit the country. Don't remember because it's been a while. And they went over to Venezuela. And so they didn't know each other at that time. They were from different cities, but in Venezuela they had met in high school. And my mom, she was at, like she was obsessed with the idea of the Little Mermaid. And my dad kind of looks like Prince Eric. He has like dark black hair and like blue eyes. And so she was obsessed with my dad when she first saw him. And my dad, he was Christian. He was raised Christian by his family. My mom, on the other hand, she was raised into Santeria. If you know anything about Santeria, it's basically witchcraft. And so she didn't like the witchcraft. She saw what it did to my grandma, and it was something that totally turned her off to religion. And she actually was a very like very big unbeliever. She didn't believe in the whole Garden of Eden story. But when she met my dad really believed in God, but not to like an extent of like, I'm gonna live for God kind of way, because he was lukewarm, but more like, he was so young, kind of figuring things out. But he did traditionally believe in that. So he wanted to make sure that if they were going to date, that she would ultimately, find Jesus. And my mom kind of like tracked him down. She was like obsessed. She was like clingy. And I say that because me and my mom are kind of very similar in that way. Like she was born, I think, 4 days at like in the month. Like her birthday is 4 days after mine. So we're very, very similar. We think the same way. Like we have kind of the same skills. But I'm a little bit more extroverted, like my dad. She's a little bit more introverted, but she really tracked him down. Like she was like this like crazy girlfriend that like would like bike for like I think she biked like 20 miles or something, just like visit him on the weekends. It was insane. But they finally got together, and then that happened in Venezuela, and they stayed like high school sweethearts of sorts, and they got an opportunity to fly to Miami through, I believe it was actually a church. So a church had opened up there. When my mom was telling me this, I was like shocked by it, because I didn't realize just how, God is so incredible. I didn't realize how God could have his hand even in my family from such the beginning. So my dad and my mom, they wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for God opening the doors to for them to go to America and to go to Miami. And so through the church, somehow they like gathered up a money or a plane ticket or something like that. But when they got here, they went to prison
Oh.
because they needed to be in prison for like I think 3 or 4 days for holding or for papers or something. And in prison, my mom learned how to braid women's hair. So that's just a little tidbit fact. So yeah, and then they had kids when they got here. I think they officially got married here in the U.S. And they had my sister, then my brother, and then they had me, and I was the youngest one.
Okay, that's a pretty interesting story from the beginning with Santeria and Christianity kind of mixing together. But your parents coming from Cuba, then immigrating to Venezuela, which is also a really poor country, coming to the US had nothing. So as a kid, your family was pretty poor. Money was an issue. How did that affect you?
Well, man, it affected me a lot, and I'm still affected by that. Today, I worry about finances a lot. It was one of the reasons why I didn't want to follow God when I was younger, because I would always see these stories of like missionaries and them having to like beg for money basically from the church and just be like, we're doing these missions and we got to do funding. And I always thought that it was so stressful. And growing up poor, my parents, they were always fighting about money. They like we literally thought that McDonald's and Burger King were like fancy, fancy restaurants. Like my mom used to take us to the doctor, and she would be like, if you guys behave, you can have McDonald's and Burger King. We're like, oh my gosh, McDonald's and Burger King. Like this is the most incredible food. And so to us, that was all we knew. It was, we had no idea that there's more out there. So my mom, she actually studied while she was working. I don't even remember what job she had, but she was working. And then my dad was working for like a garbage dump. So he was like the garbage man. And while my mom studied to be in school for a physician assistant, it's like a doctor's assistant. And then ultimately she graduated and she was finally able to make like a better income for the family. And then my dad saw how much income she was making and he's like, I want to study and I want to like get a better job and make more money. And so then ultimately he ended up doing the same career as my mom. And so it was a rough couple of, I would say my mom didn't graduate from school until I was well into middle school. And so money problems persisted all the way up until I was in middle school. So I had a very weird dynamic with money. I realized that, you know, it could provide for us and give us all these comforts, but it also created a lot of strife within my family. Mm-hmm. It created a lot of arguments. It created a lot of worry and anxiety. It felt like every other conversation was about, you know, how are we going to pay our bills? Or yeah, there was a lot of fighting in regards to that. And so it just stressed me out. I remember as a kid, like I had like this character of perfectionism because I'm like, I have to do well in school. Because if I do well in school, then I can get a really good job. And if I get a really good job, then I won't be stressed about money. And so everything I did was like, I would have like nervous breakdowns, just even from like my science class and creating those like little like, what do they call them? Science festivals?
I don't know, laboratories, or are you talking about something else?
No, it's like it happens every year. You have to like do like a presentation. It's like those little like boards.
Okay.
And then like you have to, it's like science experiments or whatever. Like I would make sure that my science experiments were like the best. And then if they weren't the best, like I would just freak out the night before and like not be able to like sleep. And because I was just so stressed about the future. And as well, like growing up in that family, a little bit about my childhood, I was very different than my brother and my sister. It was almost like my brother and my sister kind of like skated through life, whereas like I was a little bit more like intelligent. Like I thought about everything. I worried about everything. And I didn't perceive the world like normal little boys would. Like normal little boys, they would just like go outside and, you know, play with action dolls and, you know, blow stuff up like in their mind and their imagination.
Yeah. So that's actually really interesting. We're actually going to get more into that, how you didn't really fit in. But I wanted to touch on something before we move too fast forward, because you talked about money, obviously, which is going to be an issue and a point that we're going to come back to later in your story. But also something else that will come along as we talk about your story is religion, obviously. And I want to ask, how was religion for you as a kid? I know your parents, you just talked about, had a background of Santeria and Christianity, but when you were growing up in elementary school, beginning of middle school, how was it for you? Did you have a relationship with God, kind of what your dad probably hoped for, or was it different? Can you explain that?
Yeah, my parents, they taught us to believe in Jesus since like the day we were born. My mom was a Sunday school teacher. We went to a church where it was very communal. We had an incredible community of just all of my parents' friends. They were all Christians. My parents would go to church from like Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like pretty much every night. Like the only place we would go to, since we were so poor, was church. It didn't cost money to go to church. And so we grew up around that environment. We were not allowed to watch TV. Growing up, the only thing that we could watch were like these cartoon DVD animated Bible stories, which I love now looking back. I'm like, I'm so glad that I watched those Bible stories. So I was very well aware of who God was. And I would say I had a very close, intimate relationship with God, even when I was young, even when I was like little. For some reason, I just connected with the idea, especially the story of Samuel. So I would watch these animated Bible stories, and one of them was the story of Samuel. Not just because of my name, but I really loved the way that Hannah dedicated her child over to God in the temple. after praying for so many years, you know, for her to get pregnant. And something about just watching Samuel as a young, like little boy in the temple, obeying, I believe it was Elisha, like obeying the priest at that time, sparked something in me. I thought how lonely he must have been to not have his mom or his parents and only to rely on the presence of God and following, you know, someone you can't even see. And so as a child, I like really connected with that story. And I was like, I want to connect with God and I want to have the presence of God and listen to God in such a way like Samuel, he heard the voice of God. And I want to hear the voice of God when I'm a little boy and I want to be obedient to that voice. So I was very aware of who God was, but I also was struggling a lot within myself because I was starting, like this was around the age that I was starting to realize that I was not like other boys. I liked Barbies and I liked, you know, dressing up in my sister's clothes. She had like this amazing little reindeer dress and I liked sneaking into her closet and trying on her reindeer dress for some reason. I don't know what about those colors and, you know, it just appealed to me. And so I was starting to realize like I had this like this want to want to listen to God, but I also had this other want that was like pulling me in the direction of like what the world says is feminine. So I was kind of really confused when it came to my identity as a child.
Yeah, and you didn't really have anything to pull you in that direction. Because when we talk about people in middle school or teenagers, there's cultural influences. But in your life, that wasn't the case. And you still had these interests in things that other boys would not be interested in. So you struggled fitting in with other boys. How was that for you psychologically?
Well, like you said, like I didn't have, like there was no one in my life that was like influencing me in that way. The only thing that it could have been is just like I hung out with a lot of girls at the time. Like my grandma would take care of me. That was a female. You know, I was very close with my mom. She was a female. My dad wasn't really around too much. He worked to try to make money for the family. And so he worked at that time at a trucking company. So he was gone for long amounts of time. But he always made sure to be there on the weekends. I just seemed like my cousins, they were all females, but I did have a brother and I shared a room with my brother. And then I realized I was not like my brother. My brother was not a clean freak. He didn't like organized things. He was dirty and it was very different than me. And so the men that I did know in my life, like I didn't relate to, I couldn't understand. But the females in my life, I could relate to. They liked pretty things. They were calm. They were patient. They were kind. They were gentle. You know, it was kind of like it was someone that I could look up to, and I was continually, you know, surrounded by females in that way. Yeah. What was the question? I forgot.
Well, you kind of explained it. You answered the question pretty well. I was just wondering how was it psychologically for you to be different than these other boys, and like you talked about, you had a lot of friends that were female. And so possibly it was that influenced you to be more interested in being with other females, or possibly your shared interest made you want to be with them. You know, this is kind of the thing that I don't know if we can actually know what caused what, but I think it's an interesting perspective to have. But we'll move a little bit forward in time where you actually started your journey towards homosexuality. And that was at 13 when you entered middle school. And can you explain why middle school was such a shifting moment in your life and why that had such a lasting impact?